Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
There's a lot more to football than what really meets the eye. There are days when you could give it up. There are days when you could fly. You either love or hate it, depending on the score. But when your team run out or they kick a goal, how's a mighty roar.
Listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
Yes, it's that time of the week again where us passionate football ladies get to talk about football for the next half an hour. You're with Fiona Newton, Danae Gibson and Rebecca Dahl. We've got a hawk, a docker and a crow all in the studio today. And later we're going to be talking to Adam, who is the ruck coach of St Kilda. And we're going to be talking about highlights of round seven. And also we're going to be talking about what's going on in the women's footy as well, because there's always a lot going on. So welcome to the show, ladies, once again.
And we've only got 30 minutes. It just doesn't seem right. 29.
We could talk about it for hours. Yes.
It's almost the length of a quarter with, you know, eight goals from each side. You almost called me a focker, didn't you?
I did. Meet the focker. Meet the dockers. Meet the docker.
So we've got a docker, a crow and a hawk today.
Sounds like the start of a good joke.
And then we will bring in a saint.
We will. We're talking to Adam later on, all about ruck coaching. So, big round.
We missed you last week, by the way.
I know. I love how I wasn't here just after the Hawks lost by 73 points. I just was conveniently in Queensland.
So, does that mean you're not allowed to go away ever again?
Well, it means that I will go away if we lose by 73 points again.
Okay. So I want to talk about superstitions in another edition of Chicks Talking Footy, because I think we could talk
as
for the whole...
As if we've all got an influence on the game, like if I wore the wrong socks or if I say this before the other team tries to kick a goal, all that stuff.
All that stuff.
Yeah. It's all down to us at the end of the day. Yeah.
But not tonight. Let's talk about what happened in the round seven. It's easy for me to remember what round we're up to because it's zero and...
However many losses.
Yeah. So Fremantle
actually,
lost.
We play each other next week. We'll talk about that.
Oh, this weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
Hawks versus Richmond.
Great game for three quarters.
Yeah. I thought it was a great game for four.
Well, it's all relative really, isn't it?
But we did. The wheels fell off for Richmond in the fourth quarter. They did play very well up until then. I thought it was a close contest. Yeah. We're only up by nine. And then suddenly we just booted nine goals in the final quarter.
I
had an influence on the game.
The suspicions must
have
worked.
Me and my boys.
So Richmond had wheels on at some stage. I think that's a really good sign.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Richmond, Collingwood, Fremantle are the kind of whipping boys of the national comp at the moment.
Well, yes. I think they've only won two games, Richmond.
Yeah. Sounds right.
So, yeah, Hardwick's hopefully not too nervous about his job.
Yeah, he'd be fine.
But the Blues, very exciting.
I know.
Won three games in a row now.
The three-peat.
The three.
Not the Hawthorn style three-peat.
That's right.
Well, we've done a three-peat this year, winning three games by 3 points. But Eddie McGuire was so disgusted in his team that he talked about quitting, which we said would never happen, didn't we, Danae?
We've got a "it'll never happen" sort of call on Chicks Talking Footy, and we said just the week before, "it'll never happen." I still think Eddie McGuire will die in the role. Possibly at a board meeting.
I saw him presenting a Logie on Sunday, so he's got other skills.
Not that I wish him badly. Let me say this. I think he'll be 97 by the time he retires from being president
of
Collingwood.
Did you see the photo of him and his sons at the game? His son looks exactly like him.
Yeah.
Scary.
He's on Neighbours, the son.
Oh, that's
fun
true.
Fact.
Too. Yeah. Fun fact. Fun but footy fact.
But I bet you can't name him.
Mr. McGuire.
Yeah.
Mr. McGuire Jr.
Xander.
Sounds right.
I'm very up with my McGuire family trivia.
I think the photographer would have been pretty happy about that, but the Pies still not happy about losing. They have a long injury list
Actually, I read the injury list this week because that's what you do in your spare time, and theirs just went on forever. Like, it was literally the longest list. So, in fairness, they...
Well, they've used the most players, I think, of any club this year too.
They're
running out of people. Yeah, Eddie might be playing next week.
He could be, and then we'll see what happens.
I still think he was doing it to divert pressure from the team, but you know, let's move on to another highlight of round seven.
Cats and the Swans, they both had very easy wins this week.
The Cats are an interesting team, I think, in the AFL, because they're a Victorian team, but they're not a Melbourne team.
No.
So nobody really pays attention to them in the chit-chat around Melbourne. And we in the West just have deep and abiding dislike for them. See, I was being very polite there. West Coast because they have beaten them in their first two flags, and Fremantle because we've beaten them in a couple of finals that were important.
Yes.
And they've beaten us in one too.
In our short history. We've got a long-standing rivalry with the Cats, but they've had massive wins over the last couple of
years. Yeah, they're looking good.
I did predict them to be a top four team.
Oh, here we go.
Just like to have that
noted,
acknowledged.
Don't forget, we've got the podcasts of Chicks Talking Footy, so we can go back and listen to whether you really did predict.
Oh, that's true. Because
I think there was a fair amount of writing off Sydney as soft and having.
I did write off Sydney. I have to admit that. So that's just because I hate Buddy.
And they had another easy win.
They're doing very, very well. Melbourne broke another record.
Look at them.
I know. They won by, what was it, 74, 73 points against the Gold Coast?
That's a lot.
Actually, I haven't looked at them, but they are a good-looking team. I like the Giants in terms of speed and youth, and they play pretty nice-looking football.
Yeah, and best beard in the AFL they've got. So
the biggest hipster.
That's
going to
count for something.
Mac, what's his name? Max Gawn. Yeah, he's been exciting to watch this year.
What a great name for a ruckman. Yeah. We'll talk about names and ruck a little later.
Yes, because we have a very special guest here today. Adam Skrobelak from the St Kilda Football Club. So we'll be talking all things ruck very, very soon. But for now, we've got a couple other highlights to talk about. Dockers.
Oh. Mm. Moving on.
Meet the Dockers. Oh, we don't want to talk about that. Well, maybe that can come out of the lowlights.
It was a better game.
It was a better game. Mm-hmm. It was fairly close, wasn't it?
Honestly can't remember.
You lost by 15 points, I think.
Yeah, and that last goal was on the siren, so yeah.
Yeah, so it was actually a lot closer. But what is going on?
I can talk to you at length about that, but let's do it off air because
really. Because we
don't want to swear? No, because there's so much more interesting football to talk about. Than.
Oh, really? I'm fascinated.
Okay, well, let's do that next week.
Okay, we'll talk about the Dockers.
Because next week.
Next
week it's going to be the Purple Bombers, and it's the International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia. And
is that next Tuesday?
The function is,
yes.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
The 17th.
I'm actually going to that, yeah.
Yeah, the 17th is Ida Hobbit, and so Purple Bombers will be in the news again, and we will talk purple and Purple Bombers, okay? There you go.
Okay. So they stole your colour, I heard.
Yeah,
too.
That's what I said.
The Purple Bombers stole the Frio.
There's Blue Roos and Pink Magpies. Purple Bombers are the LGBTI supporter groups for each club. And the Swans, what are they called?
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Moving on.
Oh.
Question on notice.
Yeah. Maybe we can ask our listeners if you know the answer to that question, who is the LGBTI supporters group for the Swans?
Yes.
Text us in. 0427 Joy 949 or email
chickstalkingfooty@joy.org.au
or on air at joy.org.au. You can email us there.
While we're there, like us on Facebook.
We
and
have a
send
Chicks
us a message.
Yeah, we have a Chicks Talking Footy page. We had some great responses and interaction there, and we post a lot of the interesting articles and discussions of what's going on in this radio show as well. Kangaroos.
Their three supporters must just be beside themselves with excitement, mustn't they? Like, that lid is off that one family's house that supports the poor old Roos.
Poor old Roos.
Yeah, they do have the least supporters out of Victoria.
Yeah.
And we talk about
lesson.
It every week. Do you think we just like to rub it in?
The Petrie Party's 300th game.
That's well done.
And that was exciting. He's such a nice bloke. You know, me and my mate Petrie.
Yeah, right.
Joey.
Do you call him the dish as well?
The dish.
Oh,
no,
good.
I haven't personally called him
okay.
that. But, yeah, look, he's obviously a well-loved man of the game.
He speaks well of you.
And, yeah. And then, of course, the power smashed Brisbane.
I can't draw a line with power and smash. Power and Brisbane. I have no idea what's going on with either of those clubs
right
now.
Well, Lee Matthews came out this week and said Queensland only needs one team.
Yeah.
Well, it's an interesting point, isn't
because,
it?
Because Brisbane lost badly. Gold Coast lost badly. It's been happening for a while. Do they need two teams? Of course, the Gold Coast CEO wasn't very happy about those comments.
No.
So.
No, but it put them in the news and they're not always right.
Also, Gary Ablett got into a bit of a
discussion?
A heated discussion with a supporter this week.
I didn't see it. I only heard about it. So was it actually just him saying, hey, pull your head in?
A supporter came up and abused him, and he told him to pull his head in.
Well, I think what he said was there's kids around. Yeah. I think Ablett was sort of telling him this guy must have been saying some colourful language.
Yeah.
And Ablett was sort of saying not yourself. The time nor the place, which is probably appropriate.
Well done, Gary.
Which is fair enough, but there's probably another 10,000 people each round that he needs to say that too, from my experience of being at the football.
Not at a Gold Coast Suns game. That would be twice the crowd they get.
Ooh. Two digs tonight. Two digs. The Kangaroos and Gold Coast Suns have co-opted on Chicks Talking Footy.
In love.
Thanks for leaving the Crows loss off that list. I appreciate that.
That's okay.
Do you want to talk about it?
No, not really.
Bit of group therapy?
Yeah, well, you know, luckily I was at a wedding, so I didn't have to see it.
So this was the Western Bulldogs Adelaide Crows game.
Yeah, they wanted revenge for the 97 and 98 prelim, and now they've got it.
Were you watching on your app while you were at the wedding?
I was, under the table.
Yeah. One of those people.
I'm not going to lie, twice I went into the toilet and watched the video on the phone.
Are you serious?
I mean, great wedding, but...
I think I can almost top that. I went to a friend's wedding in Melbourne, and at a convenient point, we left the venue, went around the corner and watched the final quarter of the Carlton-Fremantle game. Half an hour, had a couple of drinks, went back to the wedding. All good.
Yeah, but we don't have a problem.
All good.
Yeah. No problems. No addiction problems there. We have had a message. A collective group of LGBTIQ swans are called Rainbow Swans.
Are they really?
Well, that's good.
Not very original, is it?
No.
All right. In a moment, we'll be talking to Adam Skrobelak, the ruck coach from the St Kilda football team.
You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
You are on Joy 94.9. We've been talking footy now for a few minutes, highlights of the round. We have had a message come in. Zoe said, question for Beck.
Mm.
How did the umpires play a role in the WB win against the AFC?
Wow.
Is that code? Are the codes going on there?
Yeah, Western Bulldogs, Adelaide Football Club.
See
what she did there.
I
cracked
that. Amazing.
Code.
Amazing.
Well, you know, umpires, if you're listening, big fan. But there's a big difference between the numbers 28 and 11. That's all I'll say.
Oh.
Free kick count.
Oh, wow.
Speaks for itself.
Is that how much the difference was? Wow.
Yeah.
Toughest officiating gig in the known universe, umpiring Australian rules football. I say all power to them.
I think
it's ridiculously. Well, they're still not full time, so they can't be paid too well, I don't think.
No.
So I think it's a ridiculous job. I saw the youth girls finals on Friday, some at Punt Road and some, one at the MCG. And at halftime in the one at Punt Road, Chelsea Roffey went down and talked to the goal umpires and gave them some tips. I thought that was fabulous.
Oh, that's great.
I love that. Anyway, I'm sorry, I digress.
Yes, look at the ball. Now, we have a very special guest in the studio today. His name is Adam Skrobelak. He is the ruck coach for St Kilda. So welcome to the Chicks Talking Footy team, Adam.
Thanks for having me.
You're most welcome. Now, tell us what it is to be a ruck coach in a football team. What's your role? What's your job?
So it's a part-time role. So I'm down at the club on Tuesdays and Thursdays, as well as game day. I sit in the coach's box as well. So it's a mixture of vision, sitting and having one-on-one meetings, sitting in our line meetings, putting my two bits in on the ruck side. Doing some preview for the team that's coming up. Obviously, you're involved in training a fair bit, doing a fair bit of one-on-one body work. But it's just, I've got four rucks that I work with, and it's just spreading the time evenly between those guys.
Right.
I had a quick look at the four that you're working with, and I'm assuming you've got Jason Holmes in that list. Yeah?
Yep.
But Jake Carlisle not at the moment because he can't play.
No, he's not with us. He actually did a little bit of ruck work before he left, but, yeah, not a huge amount. He's obviously working on his back craft.
So Lewis, Billy and Tom, am I right? They're in your little crew?
Yep, and Jason Holmeson.
Yeah. They're all 201 centimetres plus, which in the old language is 6'7", 6'8".
And that, massive.
That is just kind of
layman's language, massive.
Yeah, that's me standing on my own shoulders.
But not a lot of games between them, really. So they're a young group, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a very, very young group. Tom Hickey came from the Gold Coast, who you bagged before. so he's been over for a few seasons now. Mm-hmm. He's been injured a couple of times, which gave Billy Longer an opportunity. He played 20 games last year. Jason Holmes come in for the last three games last year.
Yeah.
And Louis Pearce is yet to play a game, but it's in great form in the VFL at the moment.
Ah, good. So your ruck depth is pretty good.
Yeah, it's going really well. And they're actually at a stage where they're really competing against each other, which is driving their training. Perfect. And their game performance as well.
Imagine being at Fremantle and having to practice against Aaron Sanderlands.
Yeah, you're a tall bloke, Adam. Were you a ruck player yourself?
I was a forward ruck. But I played a fair bit in the ruck as well. So, enjoyed ruck work. I enjoy the technical side of it, and that's why I decided to specialise in coaching ruck. But also, I'm now helping out with the mids and do the forward 50 stoppages at St Kilda as well. So the role is growing, hopefully to full-time in the next year or so.
Mm. Amazing.
Is it too soon to ask about free kicks in ruck contests?
I looked at that one a few times over the last couple of days, but it was probably there. It's a hard one. They said he looked at the opposition ruckman. Tom Hickey.
Mm-hmm.
But Todd Goldstein did jump at him. So if a guy that was 203 centimetres was jumping at me, I'd probably
I'd
be looking away.
They paid it. Not much we can do about it now. But obviously, Tom's got another challenge this week with Nick Nat, so you've got to move on pretty quickly.
Goldstein has a basketball background, doesn't he? So are you finding more young ruck, more young footballers who want to specialise in ruck come from a basketball background?
Yeah, well, Jason Holmes has come from a basketball background. He played college basketball, and you can see that his ball handling skills straight away compared to, I suppose, guys that come through the footy system here. The other one is volleyball. Tom Hickey's a volleyballer. So you can see they've all got different attributes, but it's definitely tall guys that come from other sports. We pinch them and train them up, and seems to be the way to go.
It used to be the joke that Ruckman, you know, was a bit slow and that there was a long way between him, the ball drop and hitting his foot and stuff. But that's not the case. Like Mark Blixabs, for instance, is incredibly mobile.
Incredibly mobile. Tom Hickey's incredibly mobile as well. Kicking can be an issue at times. Our guys are all pretty good. Holmes is obviously taking a little while to settle in. But, yeah, you'd be surprised how the big guys kick it these days. They put so much work into it. So, they improve pretty quickly.
And what happens on the day? So when it's quarter time, you know, three-quarter time, and they're all in a huddle, do different, you know, the ruck coach talk to one group of people and then backline coaches talk to the backline, or is it more that you feed information to the senior coach? And
At quarter time and three-quarter time, so we'll break into areas, so backs, forwards and mids. I'm obviously with the mids. I'll grab the ruckman aside, have a quick chat to him. Once I'm finished with him, he'll go back into the mids group and hear the general conversation and what goes on there. But, yeah, it's all specialised now. Break apart for a couple of minutes and then they go into the senior coach from there.
What happens? I'm interested in what happens after the game. Is there a lot of debriefing and things on game day, or is it more as the week goes on that sort of stuff happens?
Yeah, it's more as the week goes on. I know some AFL coaches don't like to talk to their players straight after the game because things are still raw and they might say something that they probably may regret. but Richo is quite good. He'll look at all the stats. He'll take a few deep breaths, get everything written down, and then call them in 5 to 10 minutes later on. I've been surprised how quick we're in and out the rooms and in the car and gone. But I suppose the coach could do a press conference pretty quick after the game, so they get rushed out of there. So there's not a lot of time to go through it.
And the players have to start focusing on their recovery, their warm down and their stretching and ice baths and all those sorts of things. Yeah, that's changed a bit.
Yeah, they're straight onto that and, they get fed now, hamburgers and chips and pizza and all that sort of stuff straight after the game.
Yeah, the carb loads.
Oh, we should go to the rooms.
Not great for the coaches, but the coaches, pretty much straight away, you've got your computers out and you're starting to code the game, which can take between 2 and 4 hours. And if you play on a Sunday, it's quite difficult to get that up and done by Monday.
Yeah, wow. And, of course, being a Chicks Talking Footy show, we want to know what's going on with the women's team at the Saints. I know there's been a Team Angelica support group going around. What's happening there?
Yeah, well, we're pretty confident with the pitch that we've put in at the Saints. We think down our way, we've got a really strong following. Women's footy is really growing down there. And the pitch that's been put in is really strong. So we hope that we may be able to get some support and get that put through.
Great. Yeah.
St Kilda's been a grassroots footy club for a long time, from what I can understand of the history of the VFL / AFL, and doing proactive work in the community. In the western suburbs, it's a more multicultural kind of approach, but the diversity approach in St Kilda includes support for the Pride match. That's in August, so it's round 21 that St Kilda and Sydney are playing the Pride match in the AFL. Where do you reckon St Kilda will be on the ladder by round 21?
That's a really good question. You can see that we're really competitive at the moment. So if we play the way we want to play, we can match against any side. You know, we showed that on the weekend against Hawthorn. We've been off on a couple of weeks, but it is really hard to say. But I think if we were sitting somewhere between 8 and 10 on the ladder, I think we'd be pretty happy, as long as we're competitive in all games. That's the key. We're clearly moving forward, but we've got to make sure we don't fall away near any area.
I like that kind of period. For me, it was 2011-12 for Fremantle, as a Fremantle supporter, where the expectations externally aren't too high, but the excitement of seeing something build clearly grows within and without. So it's an exciting time to be at the club, I suspect.
Yeah, it is. And our fans have been really, really patient with the build. But if you go behind closed doors, everything's, you know, it's like the mice moving all over the place, you know, pedaling the wheel. But from the outside, it looks really calm. But there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes to make sure we develop the guys really quickly.
Yeah. I've seen in the coach's box, just there's all this data going on all the time. It's a very analytical game. I suppose it's unromantic when you're actually looking at it from the back end of things.
And there's about 15 people in the box there as well now.
Yeah, that's right, all analysing different pieces of data. So
I could talk about rucking all day, Fiona, so you just wind me up whenever.
Right,
Danae,
I think I'm going to have to because it is that time to move on.
Can I just say one thing? My favourite part of the game is the boundary throw-in in the forward pocket and seeing what happens there. So that's I just wanted to tell someone who cares about the actual structure of the game. And if they ever have the last touch goes to the opposition team, I'm giving footy away. That's it. That's not on.
Well, I'll be out of a job too if that
happens. Yeah, that's right. Danae might come down and start coaching. Well, thanks so much for your time and coming in tonight, Adam. We really appreciate your effort to do that. It's not cheap to park in the city. And thank you so much also for the support that the St Kilda Football Club give to our community. And we're looking forward to the Pride match in round 21. We're going to be doing an outdoor broadcast there. So perhaps we can get you back in to chat to us that day as well, if you're not too busy.
And we hope that Hickey and Longer stay injury-free.
That's right. And now, in a moment, we're going to be talking about, or we're going to preview round 8.
Already?
In just a moment. You're on Joy 94.9, listening to Chicks Talking Footy. We've been talking to Adam Skroblak, the ruck coach of St Kilda. We've talked about round 7. Now we're going to talk about what's going on in round 8.
Beck, I know.
What's coming up?
Well,
some big games.
We start on Friday night with the Patrick Dangerfield Cup. We get him back if we win.
Well, that's not true, because Hawthorn did beat Buddy in a grand final the year after he left, and we didn't get him back.
Oh, no, that's true.
Quite the way it works.
Okay.
It's going to be a good game, though.
It will be.
A bit nervous.
Adelaide versus Geelong.
Yep.
Adelaide Oval, too.
Yeah.
You're just going to be nervous all year because you're a contender.
I know. It's so frightening.
Sucker.
Yeah, you can sit pretty now because there's no risk factor.
That's right.
Saturday, Essendon v North Melbourne. Surely the Kangaroos just keep on rolling.
Well, yeah, they've won 7 in a row. Why not make it 8?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are playing Essendon as well, so it's a good chance. Sorry,
Noddy. Next game, bringing this studio together, Hawthorn and Fremantle.
Hopefully bring us together.
In the South Pole.
Surely
we don't have to play you in Tasmania next year. That's ridiculous.
Oh, it's a Tassie game, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, the South Pole.
Yeah, last time we thrashed you there, and that was when you were good.
Every time you thrashed us there. Anyway. hello to the RJ Docker. Yeah. Moving on.
The next one's the little kids of the AFL, GWS and the Gold Coast Suns. The babies,
the newbies.
How patronising can you
new
be?
New kids on the block.
Very today, as it happens. Yeah.
Excellent.
I think the Giants should win that one, surely.
Mm-hmm.
Brisbane and Collingwood.
Brisbane and Collingwood get a big
one. Didn't require much introduction.
So why don't you just turn that down a little? Excellent.
Sorry about that.
There was so much excitement over Brisbane and Collingwood.
I didn't know.
3 minutes to 9 and hide and seek coming up next. But we're wrapping up Chicks Talking Footy with looking ahead at round 8. Moving on, because I'd like to point out the VWFL ladder if we can.
All right, speedy round 8.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night, Richmond the Swans, MCG.
Swans. Boring. Yeah.
Boring. Next. Sunday, Carlton and Port. Go Blues.
Oh, you really hate Port Adelaide, don't you?
So much. So much.
It's choosing through.
Melbourne and the Bulldogs, MCG.
Oh, that could be an interesting game.
I mean, yeah, could be.
Melbourne could be going for 4 in a row.
Well, it's not 4 in a row because they lost in between somewhere there. But yeah. I don't know that they'll beat the Bulldogs, but we'll see.
Be lucky. Sunday, last game, West Coast and St Kilda.
Go Saints.
Eagles, flat track bullies.
Yep. So I went to one of the fantastic events that the Wheeler Centre holds last weekend. It was very briefly. It was a sports and human rights panel with Belinda Clark, cricket champion, Bev Knight, former Essendon board member, Hugh de Cresta as the human rights man, and Francis Leach was officiating. And of the things they talked about, which were many and varied, one thing that Belinda Clark reminded me was that there's been a focus on talent spotting in women's sport in the last little while. That's the easy part. It's actually the grassroots work that we have to do. And I just thought, to avoid talking about the circus and to actually focus on the game, did you know that the Victorian Women's Football League has a Premier Division, Divisions 1, 2 and 3, a North West, Goldfields and South East Division?
We'll talk about
round 3 results and ladder positions next week on Chicks Talking Footy.
Fabulous. Well, thank you for another great show of Chicks Talking Footy. We're going to be back next week talking about round 8. And everything that's going
Hobbit,
on with footy.
And Purple Ida Bombers.
We're going to be at the Purple Bombers event, so we'll talk about that next week. You're on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.